91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. This is the Thursday before Good Friday. It is April the 9th, and we want to say thank you to the folks at Jets Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. As I was driving around town, you know, I've got to come into the radio station and all, and the streets are not nearly as trafficked, and a lot of places that are normally very occupied are kind of like ghost towns now. You know, schools, shopping malls, churches, and I thought, you know, if I was a business person and was in a position to be able to take care of some facility upgrades, this would be a glorious time to be able to do that. Because you know, if you're a restaurant, you've got people that are doing takeout, but man, it would be a wonderful time. It wouldn't disrupt your business as much as it would at other times. And so that might be you. You may be in a position to do a little bit of remodeling or renovating or upgrading at this point in time that might involve some concrete work or block work. And if that's the case, the people I would encourage you to call are the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. That gets you Greg on the other end of that number. He is a working person. He is not just a person sitting behind a desk. He is out there and he gets hard after it. And so if you call him and you don't get a person to answer the phone right away, leave a message. He'll get back with you. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program. That would be very appreciative by us. And you will find that you've got a company that has a great work ethic, great experience, has all of the connections that you would need, and they will do you a wonderful, wonderful job like they have us. 321-536-5804. Give them a call and see if they can't get you fixed up and turn this downtime into an advance, and that would be a glorious thing. We're going to go back to Psalm 86 today. That's where we're going to pick up. We're going to start reading in verse number 11. We talked about that yesterday on the program. We'll pick that up. But I do want to let you know, tomorrow is our annual Good Friday rebroadcast. We read the crucifixion and resurrection story every Good Friday. And we would encourage you to tune in and listen to that. I have this saying that says every time that I feel like whining, I watch the Passion of the Christ, and all of a sudden I realize the price that he paid for me. And that takes care of a lot of the whine issues. And so I pray that you will be very appreciative of all that God has done for you. Psalm 86. So let me just tell you, Facebook Live Friday or Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to get the right day. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will be doing our Facebook Live service. Now, if it's looking like the Facebook live stream demand is going to be too much, we may go ahead and do that in advance, so that it can be on there so you can watch it. Whether you watch it at 10:30 or we do it earlier than that, we just want to make sure that the Word of God gets out there. And I will tell you, in the spite of the challenges of not being able to worship with all of our brothers and sisters together, we've had more interaction from our Facebook live stream than previously. And so I want to encourage you to tune in to that. And we think that it will be a message that blesses you. The title of our message is going to be Nailed It. God gave me this message before the viral shutdown or anything like that. So I'm going to go ahead and be obedient to what God laid on my heart months and months ago, and we're going to believe God for great, great results. So Check us out on Facebook. My daughter's also created a YouTube channel for us. It's basically the same broadcast with a slightly different camera, I believe. But we want to encourage you to check out the ministry online. It will be beneficial to you. So nailed it this coming Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We'll see you there. So, verse number 11, Psalm 86, verse number 11. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. That's where we ended on yesterday's program. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. O turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. First of all, let's look at this concept of praise. Remember, Palm Sunday was the day that they praised God as Jesus was entering into the city of Jerusalem. And God only wants us to worship one way, with all of our heart. He doesn't want it to be lackadaisical. He doesn't want it to be half-hearted. He wants us to be all in. I don't know if you've ever tried to do things where you were distracted, you were not focused and fixated on one particular thing at a time, but this concept of multitasking that people have doesn't always work out to be greater efficiency. And it certainly doesn't rise to the level of excellence that comes from doing just one thing at one point in time. And if anybody deserves for the world to come to a complete stop and praise him, it is the Lord Jesus Christ. No one ever gave of themselves as much as Jesus did. No one gave for the benefit of others the way that Jesus did. He didn't deserve any of the price that he paid, the beating and the scourging. When it talks about the proud have risen against me, a mob of violent men have sought my life and have not set you before them, that was the way that people were treating him. They did not treat him well. They were proud. They thought they knew more than he did. And they rose up against him. But verse number 15, that was verse number 14 I was talking about. But God's response to him was not the same as man's response, where people were beating him over the head with rods, where they were crowning him with a crown of thorns. God was comforting him. He had ministered to him with angels in the Garden of Gethsemane. He set a crown of crowns upon his head and named him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because God is a God full of compassion. God is a gracious God, a merciful God. And so if people have treated you badly, Jesus can identify with you. You can identify with him. And rather than seeking vengeance or seeking, you know, their destruction, or that they're teeth be ground to gravel or whatever it might be, say, God, would you show me how you're responding to this injustice? And you will find that God doesn't just have a little compassion. He's full of compassion. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's patient. And he's true. So God, that type of God, deserves to be praised every day. Okay. Rejoice in the Lord always. It doesn't always have to take on a liturgical or a religious type of manifestation. You can be praying all the time. You can be worshiping God all the time. You don't even have to have people present. I can get excited about praising God even when no one else is in the room. Okay? So he wants us to praise him because he's our God, not just that he is God. He's our God. He wants us to praise him with all of our heart. And he wants us to glorify his name forever. In good times. In difficult times. In jubilant times. And in times of sorrow. In times of plenty. And times of struggle. God wants us to glorify his name. And if we blow it, if we fail, let's repent. Not reluctantly, but wholeheartedly, and say, God, would you forgive me and would you enable me to remedy this wrong and bring glory to your name? Okay, let's glorify the name of Jesus. I heard that one of the places that celebrates sin, they want to have a relationship with God, but they want to celebrate sin as much as possible, that ends up being a place that you don't really want to be. I've been to some of those places. I found them to be very disturbing from a spiritual standpoint and from a cleanliness standpoint. I didn't enjoy them at all. Let's not say, well, God, I'm going to give you 40 days and I'm going to glorify you during these 40 days. Let's glorify him all year long. Not just because I'm a pastor or anything like that. But tomorrow, when we remember his death on the cross, let's glorify his name. When we celebrate his resurrection on Sunday, let's remember that he snatched the keys of death, hell, and the grave and said, I think I'll take these from now. That he, you know, commanded the gates to be lifted up that the King of Glory might come in. He is worthy to have his name glorified. Great is your mercy toward me. It's one thing for God to be merciful. It is another thing for that mercy to be extended toward you. You know, through the years, being a blessing has been something that has been something natural for us. My wife and I and our kids, we have always wanted to live to be a blessing. That's never really been too much of a problem for our heart. But then after all of that sowing, there have been seasons of reaping blessing where other people were blessing us. And I will tell you that becomes a bit of a challenge when you're used to being the blessor and all of a sudden God says, now it's the time for you to be the receiver. That's a different challenge, and some people struggle with that. You say, well, why are you telling me this? I want you to know that God is rich in mercy, but it is not just a universal application. It's a personal application. David says here in verse 13, for great is your mercy toward me. Let me take you over to Psalm 89. I want to read one verse. Psalm 89, verse number 48. Psalm 89, verse number 48. This is not a Psalm of David. This is written by a guy by the name of Ethan the Ezrahite. And it says in verse number 48, what man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave? Another translation said, the place of the dead? Can he deliver his life from the place of the dead? Can he deliver his life from Sheol? And then it says this, Selah, pause and calmly consider that. This day before Good Friday, I want you to stop and think, were you able to pay the price? Were you able to rescue your own life or deliver yourself from the power of the grave? Because I couldn't. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, the only way that we could be delivered from receiving the wages that we so richly deserved was through Jesus to come and give his life and pay for the penalty of my sin. Listen, he's not paying off the devil. The devil is a thief and a murderer. He's a liar. He isn't owed anything. The offended party isn't the devil. The offended party was God the Father. And Jesus paid the substitutionary price for our sin, for my sin. That is how we were delivered from the power of the grave. Verse number 13 back in Psalm number 86 says this, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. It is, and here another translation says, the exceeding depths of affliction. There are a lot of people who don't know Jesus that think that once this life is over, that your suffering is over. That's it. I want you to know that that is not necessarily the reality. There are two options beyond the grave. One is to spend an eternity with Jesus. He's paid the price to make that possible. He prepares a place for you that where he is, there you may be also. But we have to accept his forgiveness, his help, his intercession, and his advocacy for us to have our sins being forgiven. That's why I say repentance is the first, it is the primary blessing from God. And if you know somebody today that they have not repented of their sins, they're still out there doing whatever it is they want to do, I pray that God will get a hold of their heart and their life today, and they will say, yes, I want to ask Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Okay, so Psalm 89, again, what man can live and not see death? Nobody. Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave? The answer to that question is no. Stop and think about it. All of us have an appointment. The Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. It is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. And so when my mother took her last breath, I want you to realize that I don't view that as a defeat. I view that as the ultimate deliverance. She has been delivered from the exceeding depths of affliction. For 20 years, she lived with the consequences of having a blood clot lodge in her lower leg. And she's delivered from that now. For 20 years, she suffered with hernia after hernia after hernia after hernia. And she's been delivered from the depths of affliction now. She had blockages in her heart that doctors could do nothing about. And today, God has given her a heart that is absolutely flawless. The resurrection has a very personal meaning to me this year. Not the first person I've ever lost. It was just a couple of years ago that my grandmother passed away. She had lived to be 101 and a half. My other grandmother had passed away some years ago. My grandfather had passed away. My other grandfather had passed away. Last year, I had a dear friend that Easter Sunday was the last Sunday that he was in church. And just a couple of months later, he was worshiping around the throne. It is one thing when God delivers you from a problem. It's another thing entirely when God delivers you from a completely and totally fallen atmosphere. I pray today that every one of us that are listening to this program can testify, God, you have delivered not just my body, but you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol, from the depths of affliction. I don't have any problems that are going to plague me for all of eternity because of the price that Jesus paid for me. That is deliverance to the ultimate. Verse number 16, we talked about this a little bit on yesterday's program. Give your strength to your servant. Man, I got really excited about that because it's one thing to have strength. It is another thing for an omnipotent God to impart his strength to us as we serve him. I pray that as you are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you do not do it out of your resources. I pray that we all do it out of God's resources, out of his strength, his wisdom, his finances, his breath, whatever it is, serve him with all of his might. It says here, give your strength, your might, and inflexibility toward temptation. That's what the Amplified Bible had written about it. His inflexible. I pray that during this season where we look upon the reality of the price that had to be paid for Adam caving to temptation, for Eve caving to temptation, for all of us who have yielded to temptation, I pray that God would give us an inflexibility towards temptation, that it would lose its appeal, and that we would grow a backbone, if you will, that we will grow a resolve that says, I'm not saying yes to the devil's lies anymore. God, give us your strength so that we can serve you and serve for your glory. Says, save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed. Okay, first of all, I'd like to tell you that there is a sign that the enemies of the cross do not like to talk about, and that is the empty tomb. People who do not even believe the Bible is a miraculous book. They don't believe the signs and the wonders that are recorded in there. They just ascribe all of that to folklore and legend and things like that. That's not me, okay? Let me clarify. I believe in the miracles of the Word of God. Just want to clarify that just so no one gets the wrong idea. I believe in signs and wonders. I believe that he heals. I believe that he intervenes. I believe God does great and amazing things. I believe in the resurrection. What I was pointing out was that people who don't believe have come to the conclusion that the only explanation that they know of for why disciples who were so filled with fear would suddenly rise up with a holy boldness, unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, willing to die for the sake of the kingdom of God. The only explanation that they could come to is that Jesus did rise from the dead. None of the other arguments that, well, the soldiers were bribed and they just lied about it and all of that sort of stuff. None of those arguments stand up to the scrutiny. You know, in Isaiah, God says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. We just talked about from Psalm 89 about stop and think about this. Can you deliver yourself? Let me ask you that question. Can you deliver yourself? The answer is no. I've got good news for you. There is one who can deliver you. His name is Jesus. Non-Christian historians recount Jesus and his life and his trip to the cross. And there is ample evidence to support that he was raised from the dead, ascended to the right hand of the Father, and if he fulfilled all those scriptures, rest assured, he's going to fulfill the scriptures regarding his second coming as well. With everything that's going on in the world, I encourage you, be ready. Since this is my last opportunity to talk to you before Easter, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you have not been delivered from the power of the grave yet. You want Jesus to come and live in your heart. You want him to empower you and set you free. You want him to be your deliverer. If you need help, call us 321-454-4263. Contact us online, the info at the end of the program. For the rest of you, hopefully we'll see you online at meritassembly.com or Facebook Live this Easter. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Troubles linger still. Whom shall